The story of the 10 lepers is our story. It is our story because we all suffer from the leprosy of the soul. The symptoms of leprosy of the soul are anger, arrogance, bitterness, complaining, conceit, coveting, disobedience, drunkenness, envy, gossip, greed, lust, hatred, impurity, jealousy, pride, slander, stealing, unforgiveness. Just a few to mention here. I think we all realize that each and every one of us suffers at least 2, if not 4 or 6 of these symptoms. If there's anyone here who suffers none of these symptoms, please see me after Mass. I need to send your name to the Vatican for canonization. So the truth is, each and every one of us suffers leprosy of the soul. So that each and every moment of our lives, we are being healed by the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is why we are here. Because we experience this true gratitude. The 10 lepers in the story, every one of them was grateful. There is no human being living on this earth who suffers from a horrible disease such as leprosy, who have been healed miraculously and would not feel grateful. So what's wrong with the other 9 lepers? They felt grateful. But they figured that they would keep their gratitude in their hearts. They figured that their gratitude to Jesus is a private thing. Whereas the Lord Jesus holds up the one leper that returned to him, glorifying God in a loud voice, falling on his face at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. The Lord Jesus said, "This is how you thank God." I was walking across the parking lot in my previous parish. One day, I noticed a car driving kind of slowly through the parking lot. I approached the car and greeted the people in the car to see what's happening, if I can be of help. And I see that in the car was the father driving the car, the mother sitting in the passenger side, and 2 children in the back. "Hi, how are you doing? What's going on?" "Oh, well, we just arrived here in Yorba Linda, and we are curious about your church, and we're just looking." And I said to them, "You're always welcome here. This is St. Martin de Porres. And of course, we have different times for the masses on Sunday. We look forward to seeing you." And the father's response to me was, "No, we don't go to church. Because Jesus is in our hearts," he said. My blood pressure went up. Because, my brothers and sisters, Jesus reveals it to us very clearly in the lesson today. It is not enough to have Jesus in your heart. It is not enough to keep your faith and your gratitude to God private, quiet. It's not enough. In order to express our gratitude to God, we must declare this gratitude publicly. Everyone must know. And we must get on our knees. This is how the Lord Jesus wants for us to believe and to express our faith. And this is why we are here. I think you all know that the Greek word for the Mass is Eucharist, which means thanksgiving. And so, my brothers and sisters, we are here at Mass because we are one out of the 10 lepers, returning to God, knowing that moment by moment we are being healed of the leprosy of our soul by the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are here to tell everyone knows. Here it is, Mass at 4 o'clock, Holy Family. Has to be public, has to be proclaimed, and it has to be done on our knees. In the more recent time, because of COVID, there's a new way of doing Mass on TV. Of course, I'm here to tell you that's not the same. Everybody knows this. I have compiled many sharings that people tell me as they return from Mass on TV. And I want to share with you. Because this is part of having leprosy in the soul, in our brokenness. When we do something private, they always deteriorate. So I have people who say, "Oh, Father, when I first enjoyed Mass on TV, it was so fun, so convenient. I sit on my easy chair. I'm in my pajama. So nice." And pretty soon, it deteriorates, you see, into, "Oh, Father, I'm in my pajama, sitting on my easy chair, and having my coffee. So nice." And pretty soon it deteriorates into, "Oh, Father, I have my watching Mass on TV, sitting on my easy chair, in my pajama with my cup of coffee and a donut. How about that? And when my friend calls me on the phone, oh yeah, we have a conversation. And Father, before the conversation was over, Mass was over on TV. How about that?" My brothers and sisters, it happens to all of us because every one of us suffers this leprosy of the soul. This is why we come here. When you come to church in public, you see, we keep each other accountable. You know that if you sit home watching Mass on TV now, you do the same. Eventually, deteriorates into the same way. But we are here so that we keep each other accountable. You can't be in your pajama here. You see what I mean? Can't have your coffee here. Can't play Candy Crush here. Because we keep each other accountable. Because we know, left to ourselves in private. And so, my brothers and sisters, As we come to the Holy Eucharist today, thank you. Thank you for being one out of the 10 lepers that we turn to the Lord and publicly declare your gratitude, expressing your faith aloud. And throughout the Mass, throughout this Eucharist, we will be on our knees at different times. The Lord Jesus said to the one leper returning, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." This is what it's about. How do we express our faith? Not keep it in your heart. Not keep it quiet. Not keep it private. Faith has to be proclaimed publicly. Everyone must know. So thank you, my brothers and sisters, for being here instead of watching Mass on TV. Thank you for being the one out of the 10. Let us rejoice, let us give thanks, and let us celebrate the Eucharist with more and more devotion every day.